What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, the good news, Don, is the fundamental picture for grains is just absolutely solid. We have a supply issue, demand that is absolutely on fire. And when I look at the Board of Trade spreads, when you look at how much March is trading over Nov, or how much March corn is trading over Dease corn, bull markets and the spreads and all systems go, but we do have some bad news also.
So what is on the negative side? What's not hot in this market?
Well, last week's sell-off should have caught people's attention. A week ago, you could have sold Nov beans with the 12 in front of them, and last night they dipped under 11. So when you tie all that in, the bad news is folks currently have zero crop insurance established for 2021. The crop insurance level will be established during the month of February, and we just got done losing a dollar in soybeans here the last week in January. So zero crop insurance established. They have zero bushels produced. We're in the bushel business, Don, and although things look great and 2021 is going to be great, you don't have crop insurance. You don't even have a bushel. So you got to keep your head up here and say, hey, what's going on here in this big, bad market? And last on my list, it's raining in South America, and they did in South America exactly what you and I saw when we went on the boots on the ground crop tour. They kept planting. Remember when we were driving around southern and central Illinois in June, the end of June, they were still planting corn. Those crops are growing in South America, and it's raining buckets.
Ag input costs also on the way up.
Well, that's the problem, Don. Stock markets across the world are on the high. There's never been as much money in the economy. Interest rates at record low. Inflation's happening. It's a real thing. Input costs are going up. And the market just took a horrible tumble last week. And you got to factor all that into your profitability.
Tommy Grisanti, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.